published a series of monthly podcasts in which we like to call I'm Just an Ambulance Driver. My name is Charlie Warner, and I am the project coordinator for MSARN, the Emergency Medical Services Agency Research Network for Quality, Safety, and Performance Improvement. MSARN is a study conducted by the University of Pittsburgh and was created to facilitate research on issues that are relevant to quality, safety, and performance in EMS. It was created to produce research, be an information portal, and to provide a service to you, the EMS industry. This will be our first of many monthly podcasts in which is one such service we provide to you. In today's podcast, we discuss turnover with a paramedic from Western Pennsylvania and with an agency director from Eastern Pennsylvania in order to obtain their views on such relevant topics. Now, why turnover, you may ask? It is widely believed in the EMS industry that recruitment and retention of EMTs and paramedics is problematic for EMS as a whole. All one needs to do is scan the newspaper articles or watch the 6 o'clock news, and reports on problems with recruiting and retaining EMTs and paramedics appears on a fairly regular basis. Now, some research by Drs. Freeman, Slifkin, and Patterson suggests that these problems may be more problematic in rural areas rather than urban ones. While what we know about recruitment and retention of EMS personnel is limited, the empirical evidence is increasing, validating or refuting what we read and see in the media. Among others, Dr. Patterson of MSARN has investigated these issues from a variety of perspectives. Amongst all the data, Dr. Patterson recognizes that much of what is an underlying human resource problem in EMS is lost or simply goes unnoticed. Today, in this podcast, we hope to help remedy this problem. We interview two individuals about the issues and ask them for frank comments. We sat down with a paramedic who, in order to remain anonymous, we will call Joe Paramedic. We asked Joe Paramedic about his recent departure from one EMS agency for another. We then sat down with an EMS agency director, who in order to remain anonymous, we will call Mr. EMS Director. We asked Mr. EMS Director to tell us his side of the story, specifically what he thinks about the issues of turnover. Today, Joe Paramedic tells us why he recently left one agency for another. We ask him, why?
I was very against a lot of choices that they were making in regards to transport, doing a lot of extra transports to try to make up for the area that we work in. The people don't have insurance, so obviously we don't get paid for many of the emergency trips. I didn't agree with taking ambulances out of service to do as many trips as they were doing. Then you don't have ambulances for the emergency calls from the people. And I understand having to do transports to have to make up for some of that, but that's not what I got in for. I got in for, you know, I went to paramedic class to be able to help people and, you know, to be able to use my paramedic skills. You know, if you work for an emergency service, I think the general consensus is you expect to run emergency calls. There's a lot of politics in that area. In regards to what services we'll call what services and what services we'll call which services.
So you believe that non-emergent transports, those which sometimes involve responding to a patient who may not necessarily need emergency care, is the source of dissatisfaction which in turn caused you to leave your previous EMS employer? And if so, if such a thing was to happen at your current EMS employer, would you do the same and leave?
I think that every place has their ups and downs. It gets stressful because no one wants to work 80 hours and they have a family or they have kids. I think that if there was a better opportunity, I would.
Now, Joe, what about pay? A recent study led by Dr. Patterson revealed that many EMTs and paramedics feel most dissatisfied with pay and benefits, much as many employees in many fields. What about pay? Did it have a role in your decision to leave your previous EMS employer?
Pay is a huge motivator. Yeah. I was working, I know, close to 90 hours a week at the low-paying job at Rising EMT, and I was still paycheck to paycheck.
Obviously, the EMT pay isn't all of that great.
I necessarily want to stay in the private EMS because, number one, they're mostly all privately owned,
and it's very hard to live off of that because everyone's paid so low.
I think that's why the burnout ratio is so high, is because of the amount of hours you have to work to actually bring home a decent paycheck.
If you can, what would you tell an agency director that may help improve conditions for an EMT or a paramedic? Now, a paramedic such as yourself, who has already left one agency for another in search of better pay and possibly a slightly different way of doing EMS, what would you tell to that director?
There needs to be standardized pay across the board and better equipment, better lifting equipment, better stair chairs, better cots.
We would like to thank Joe Paramedic for taking the time to enlighten us about the problem of turnover and the viewpoint of EMS providers. Now it is time to take another look at the problem affecting EMS, that is turnover. In a recently published study by Drs. Freeman, Slifkin, and Patterson, approximately 50% of local EMS agency directors from all across the U.S. said that recruitment and retention was a regular problem within their agencies. We sat down with one such local EMS director. Mr. EMS Director, tell us, how long have you been in EMS and what brought you into this field as opposed to others?
Well, I came out of high school as an electrician. And I find that a lot of people come out of high school with a construction agenda background and they leave construction. Largely, I left construction because of the economy, so I looked for something else to do, and EMS was relatively easy to enter. But, the barriers to get into EMS are very low, so you can get in there into EMS pretty easily if you're, somewhat intelligent. You can enter the EMS field relatively easily and pick up a job either part-time or full-time pretty easily. When you're out there with the patient, it's just you and the patient and your partner. And that's kind of what attracted me. I liked being my own boss. I liked being out there in the field doing those things. I liked the excitement and the adrenaline rush. And then I decided to, it's a great way to advance my management career. And I had management aspirations from the time I worked part-time in high school in a restaurant. I just kind of drifted naturally to management. It was something that I felt pretty decent at and comfortable with.
Mr. EMS Director, you have been quoted saying that there are four main problems in the EMS industry, more commonly known as the four R's: recruitment, retention, reimbursement, and recognition. Do you feel that recruitment and retention are big problems in EMS as well as within your own agency?
The salaries in EMS are not conducive to a family and a future who aren't getting paid what they deserve. Why would I spend $30,000 to do a college-based EMS program when I can spend $30,000 to do a college-based nursing program and make twice as much? And now I can raise my family and work for a hospital that has a lot more resources and ability to move up a ladder. You get up in your 40s and 50s, you start to think about whether your backs and your knees and your ankles and everything, and all the physical aspects of the job are almost self-limiting, which is why I think a lot of people leave. You mix those four R's and EMS would be a much better, happier place.
Let me ask you, what have you done to address the human resource issues such as turnover and poor recruitment in your own agency, and what has worked for you?
If people even suspect you have high turnover rates, it can negatively affect your recruitment abilities. Because they'll think, well, why is everybody leaving? I use that to my advantage. As I tell people, look at our rates. I said, and yeah, somebody left here to go somewhere else. But did anybody ask, well, why did they go to that someplace? But most people leave to go to hospitals to become nurses, become doctors, to become PAs, to become cops, to become firefighters. And it's usually because there's better pay in those jobs. That's probably the number one reason. Don't typically leave to go to another organization. Our size benefits us. Our crews get lots of patient interface. on the emergency and the non-emergency side. I think that's one thing that helps us is that we're large, you do a lot of calls. So you'll get the experience level here.
In regards to turnover and other human resource issues, what do you see is on the horizon and what can we expect into the future?
You're starting to see paramedics and EMTs getting laid off in the governments because of the budget in cities across the country. Again, quality is critical to the system, and ability to measure that quality, substantiate that your measurements make sense, that's hard, very hard. I think some systems are better than others at it, and quite frankly, some systems don't care. There's a lot of those that I think really don't want to take the time to figure out how to make that happen.
Now, we would like to thank Mr. EMS Director for taking the time to enlighten us on turnover and the other human resource issues affecting EMS. It is our hopes that we can help create a better quality EMS into the future. To learn more about MSARN or to leave feedback on our podcast, log on to www.msarn.org. For MSARN, my name's Charlie Warner, and I'm just an ambulance driver. Thank you, and good day.
Is not a working number for your area. For emergencies, hang up a moment and dial your operator.